Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your color and style questions. Let's see what we have today. So, Josie has said, I like comfortable clothes, so tend to put on jeans or jeggings and a plain V-neck sweater. But really, I want to feel more feminine. I find skirts swivel around, so I avoid them. But maybe you have a tip or two. Any pointers to help? So there's a couple of things here. The skirt swiveling option. This often happens because your skirt has no waistband or it's sitting low down on your hips. And when you move, what happens is your body movement means that the skirt can swivel around quite easily, particularly if it's a straight skirt, but really quite common when it sits down low on your hips. So if you have a more higher waisted skirt, it is actually less likely to swivel. So that could be something to look at. Now, I know this is the thing. When we've had trends for low-waisted things, that's where we've gone. Trend is currently for higher-waisted. So that is something you could think about. Is thinking about, you know, and this is where sometimes even you can just kind of, if it's a longish skirt, you can actually lift it up and take it in a bit more and make it into something higher-waisted. So that could be why. It could be to do with the skirt type. And sometimes it can be if just the way it fits and things like handbags, but it doesn't need to necessarily, you know, have big handbags moving against you. Often it's about where the waist sits, and that is some of the research I have been doing to find out why skirts swivel, but more about the waist being a very low waisted. So it's sitting on your hips and it's kind of not attached to anything so much. That said, second part of your question is actually about how to feel more feminine. So a V-neck sweater and jeggings, not a particularly feminine sort of outfit. So how can you add femininity in? So there's lots of different things that express femininity. It can be things like bling. So having a little bit of bling, you know, some sort of sparkle or sheen, even things like that, which is a little bit of sparkly nail polish. It can be things like frills, and not everybody goes for frills. I know this. It can be lace. It can just be a little bit more flow or lighter sort of weight fabrics like chiffon and things like that, that have flow and movement to them. It can be patterns. So patterns like florals and butterflies and spots. So curvy, curly sorts of patterns are very feminine. It can just be adding a little bit of detail. And this is where sometimes a little edging of lace or a little bit of satin ribbon or something like that can add that little bit of femininity to an outfit. So rather, I mean, like there's nothing wrong with the jeans. And if practicality and comfort are really important, then the jeans is fine. But you can also look for elements of design in your clothes that add that bit of femininity in it, rather it being just purely practical and very relaxed. So also thinking about your shoes. Are you wearing a pair of sneakers that are chunky, or are you wearing something a little bit more refined? Even if you're wearing sneakers, like yesterday I saw some pink sparkle ones. That is adding some femininity to otherwise comfortable practical garment or accessory. Adding in jewelry. So this is where what kind of jewelry suits you and what do you like to wear. So things like that. And sometimes it's just adding a little ruffle or adding a little bit of something in interest and detail that has a more feminine feel is going to help you look more feminine, particularly if practicality and comfort are an important part of your overall kind of style values and style needs and things like that. So I'd be looking at how can I add a bit more femininity with it still being comfortable and practical. And there are loads of different ways. And this, like, you can still be very comfortable and practical without having to not be feminine. So, and it's even just things like having a more waisted shape in your garments. So lots of different things you can think about to try, but they are just a few ideas. Hopefully that will help you. Marta said, I love wearing jeans, but my legs look skinny in jeans because I am an inverted triangle. So broader shoulders. What are my options? So here we are. So if you are, you know, you're a broader shoulders, narrow hips, this is where get jeans with the distressing across the kind of around the crotch and the top of the thighs. It's horizontal. That will have a broadening effect. Look for kind of additional detail around the thighs because that actually also has a broadening effect. But also too is if you are fairly proportional legs to body and you're a V shape, go for a wider or a flared leg. They're coming right back into trend right now. Don't have to go for the skinny jean. If you do want to wear skinny jeans and they're kind of quite plain, think about tunic tops, something that's longer and so it's not as obvious. They are just a few quick little things to think about for that issue. Last question comes from Marie, who says, I have a 44 double D bust and I'm about 172 centimetres tall. So that's kind of the tall, like the average tall sort of height. I've tended to hide my bust in loose flowing clothes and I recently tried a figure flattering dress and I was quite amazed. I do look busty, but in proportion, why is this? This is actually because when we have a large bust, when we wear things that are more loose, the fabric goes off them and actually just hangs down and we lose the rest of your body. So it can actually make you look larger. We often think we're hiding under something loose, when in fact, having something that's a little bit more figure fitted, you know, fitted to your figure like the dress was, actually brings everything back in. And yes, you will look busty, but you're going to look busty anyway. You're really not hiding it. And there are other ways of making your bust look smaller without wearing big baggy clothes. So this is why actually having things more tailored, and I certainly know this from my years of having an outsized bust, was that having things that actually came back in under the bust and were more tailored and more fitted to the body actually gave me a better shape and I looked slimmer in them. Now, of course, if you have a big bust, there are some great, really easy ways of making your bust appear smaller. One is a slightly lower neckline. Now, just down to where the top of the cleavage is, not below that. But a lower neckline, a high neckline, it will tend to make your bust look like a shelf. Number two is large scale necklaces. These were my best friend and I still love them, so I continue to wear them, but great at making your bust look smaller because there is an illusion of scale that when you put something large next to something that is large, it actually looks smaller. We want to, you know, versus if we put something small and delicate, it actually makes the thing next to it appear larger. So larger scale necklaces is a brilliant way of doing it. They are two very easy ways of making your large bust appear smaller, and then go for those more fitted things. Think about even just putting, even in your looser flowing things, even just putting some darts in below the bust to bring the fabric back in will actually improve the look of those garments for you. So hopefully those tips help. There's lots of different things you can think of, and do head over to the blog. I've got lots of ideas. If you search up large bust, you'll find lots of blog posts. If you search up V-shape, if that is your issue, I've also got lots of blog posts. And if you, what was the other question today? I have forgotten. I mean, even things like jeans and what jean shapes work as well, and just how to look more feminine, and just a bit more about what is feminine dressing. And of course, I go very deeply into what the feminine dressing personality style is, and you can find more out about that in my personality style kind of quiz, if that's something that gives you some ideas. If you get your feminine kind of information, personality dressing style information, you will also find out more tips, and I've got a free style quiz. So if you head over to the blog and click on personal style quiz, you will get to go through that and find out what is your core style. And this will help you understand more about what is the basis of your style, because we're all a mix. We all have a bunch of different ways we want to dress, and we'll have some, you know, comfortable, relaxed, and possibly some dramatic, or possibly some feminine, or more classic, whatever it might be for you. We mix them together, but we often have a kind of core style that if that's missing, we don't ever feel quite right in our clothes. But of course, we do use all the personality dressing styles in how we dress. And of course, if you want to go really deeply into the kind of personality dressing styles, that is in my 7 Steps to Style program, which gives you kind of all the style fundamentals. So if you're struggling with your style and you're not sure where to start, that is the place to start. It's full of all the information you really need that you were never taught at school. It gives you your style education. Thank you for your questions and thank you for watching, and I'll chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.